USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
A condo building in Seaside, Florida has partially collapsed.
Our units began search and rescue efforts. They pulled 35 occupants that were trapped inside the building. In addition to those 35, 10 were assessed and treated. Two were transported to various hospitals. Search and rescue efforts are still ongoing.
In addition, Miami-Dade County Fire Chief Ray Jadala said that 55 units collapsed. The 12-story apartment building in North Miami housed 136 units, known as the Champlain Towers. The ocean-facing portion of the building collapsed about 1:30 a.m. local time Thursday morning. A U.S. federal judge on Wednesday temporarily blocked a part of the Biden administration's federal stimulus package that forgave agricultural debts depending on your skin color. U.S. District Judge Marcia Howard blocked the government's $4 billion aid package, stating the policy violated equal protection under the law. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
As a continued spending by the Fed sends the American debt further down the rabbit hole. Justified concerns of inflation are impacting gas stations, pharmacies, and grocery store aisles. President Biden wants more spending money, and he's talking trillions of more dollars with an infrastructure package. We all know infrastructure is necessary, but can we afford it right now? Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
As President Biden continues to meet with Democrats and Republicans regarding ongoing negotiations regarding a bipartisan infrastructure package, Republican Congressman from Pennsylvania, Scott Perry, tells Fox Business,
We're going to be printing this money, we're going to be taxing this money, and we're going to be spending it on things like child care and other assisted care, which is all important stuff, but it's not infrastructure.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A record heat wave will be upon the great northwest of America for the next few days. Be sure to travel with plenty of drinking water. USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The CDC is suggesting there's a small link between some COVID-19 vaccines and mild heart inflammation in younger males. Dr. Fauci sounds the alarm on CBS News.
This virus is a more transmissible virus.
Right.
Therefore, children will more likely get infected with this than they would with the Alpha variant.
Those with the condition are being treated with over-the-counter anti-inflammatory medications like ibuprofen. Dr. Jeanette Neshwat on Fox News says the benefits outweigh the mild side effects.
Remind them of the benefits of being vaccinated. Number one, it's going to protect you. You'll be safer. It'll keep you, from getting really sick. It can keep you out of the hospital. And then just think of the benefits of easily maneuvering around, whether it's for travel, whether it's for school. It'll just make your life a lot easier and safer all around. And then also think of the fact that you're not only protecting yourself, but you're potentially protecting other people in the community. For example, there are some people that can't mount an appropriate, robust immune response to the vaccine. There are some people that are allergic to some of the ingredients of the vaccine. So overall, all around, you're helping not only yourself, but others in the community as well.
Antivirus software pioneer John McAfee was found dead in his prison cell near Barcelona on Wednesday, hours after Spain's high court ruled that he could be extradited to the United States, where he faced tax evasion charges. McAfee's lawyer says he apparently hanged himself. I'm Lance Pride. This is USA Radio News.